You're on ADU 98.5 here, but it's the Wednesday Drive Show with Andrew, brought to you by Nostalgia Festival 2021, February to 13. Put a ring around it in your diary. It's not too far away now, only a couple of months. We just heard there from Guardian Singles with a tune called Can't Stop Moving, which is in fact announced this week as being the most played tune on our sister station 95BFM for the entirety of 2020. So congratulations to them, and we can celebrate with them. And again, not too far away at all, February the 18th at the Dark Room right here in Christchurch. They're going to be in town. I think that record of theirs, the self-titled one, will translate very nicely to the live arena. And up before that, we heard some sugary sweet guitar pop from Melbourne's Gula Tones with a tune called Respond to Love. But we are now here and joined live in the studio by two lovely people, James of Transistors and Rach from Model Home. Welcome on in. How are you going, guys?
We're good, thank you. Andrew, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining us today. Now, this time next week, the 23rd of December, it is the Space Academy Christmas Party. And you guys are heavily involved, of course. The lineup is Transistors, Model Home, Nervous Jerk, and Joe Sampson. So let's firstly go to you, James. Transistors, a lot of gigs lately as far as Transistors gigs go.
Yeah, this will be our second for the year. So, that's prolific, right?
We're looking at, you know, Springsteen in the 70s style prolific.
Yeah, I think we've doubled our output from last year. So, things are trending upwards. Back on the scene, back into it.
And I understand there's new music on the way from Model Home, right? So that's quite exciting.
Yeah. That's like one of the reasons that we thought we'd come up and talk, I guess, is new music.
Yeah. And so as much as anyone can make plans in this day and age, 2021 plans for a new Model Home release, EP, LP, what are we thinking?
I think we'll just Transistor style, just maybe even play two shows.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge. Yeah, no, I would love to, make some plans for another full length for sure. But you got to take things as they come at the moment.
Absolutely, indeed. Now, Nervous Jerk, of course, they've been reliably starting parties for at least half a decade now. So they're going to continue to do
them.
Enough about Brad. He's a lovely lad. And we also have on the bill the great Joe Sampson. But which musical guys can we inform our listeners is Joe Sampson going to be appearing in?
So my understanding is that Joe will be performing his 2020 instrumental masterpiece, When Did Things Become So, in possibly in its entirety. I'm not 100% sure, but it's going to be a live outing for that album, which if you haven't listened to it, I would recommend checking out.
Can confirm Matt Scobie.
Matt from Best Bets is playing keys. Josh Black is on bass. It's a reunion of musicians from the Christchurch scene circa 2006, I want to say, 2007.
2006 to 2009,
yeah.
Kind of? Yeah.
Yeah.
Those halcyon days.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, he's got a full band lineup with two keyboard players, so, I mean, it's worth coming for that alone.
Joe going to be on guitar, do we know? We're just fishing too much. Who knows?
Joe not playing guitar. Joe plays bass in Best Bets, and it's like having Picasso painting your house. It's it's not on.
So yep, Joe on the 6 and 12 strings then. Now aside from simply a good musical time, which I'm sure we can all agree this year we deserve afterwards, it's a really good cause as well, because all proceeds from this are going to be donated to the City Mission. So that's important to you guys as well to be given a little bit back at a pretty hectic time of year.
Yeah, I think it's been a terrible year for a lot of people. So I don't know why we chose Te Whare Mihana ki o Tautahi Christchurch City Mission, but it just felt like the right kaupapa to be giving a bit of money to. So all money through the door will go to them, and hopefully they can support some whānau who have had a tough year, and it's going to be a tough Christmas for a lot of people.
And it is a $10 on the door, but it's a minimum really, because it's a bargain for four bands. So, and I know, It's a rough time for everybody, but give what you can.
We might jack the price up on the night. You know, pay what you can, you know.
Yeah, on the
That's a koha. And also I would say, I kind of said on the event page, but yeah, bring some food donations if you can spare it, and we'll take it all to City Mission. Yeah,
always gratefully received as well. So sort of canned food or just anything non-perishable.
Non-perishables, yeah.
Superb.
Not a steak.
Yeah.
That might last.
Don't be bringing your bubble tea. Yeah.
No, aged steak 4 days for Christmas, probably not going to go too well. But anyway, cans, non-perishables, it'd be really good to help out some people in need if you can at this time of year especially. Now, there's going to be a couple of people spinning some records as well, so we're looking forward to that in between bands.
Absolutely, yeah.
Any hints on as to who that may be, or that's part of the wait and see?
I might play some.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, no, I've had the good fortune of rummaging through the crates at the James house. So
I might spin a few. We'll see.
I know there's some good ones in there, so you're in for a treat with that. Now, I wanted to ask about a poster. Radio being a visual medium is a great way to do that, but it's a really cool poster if you haven't checked that out on Facebook. It's and is that your work, James?
Yeah, that was something I knocked together in about 20 minutes. So thank you for drawing people's attention to that, because I was very ashamed of that work, but thank you.
No, you shouldn't be ashamed at all. And you know, some of the best art is created on the fly.
Love it. I've had lots of people say that they loved it.
Okay, I'm going red here.
Yep. Just as well, it isn't a visual medium. Yeah.
Exactly.
So hidden on there, I'm gonna go real deep investigative journalism here. Hidden on the Christmas cracker, it alludes is a special tribute to a living legend.
Yes,
now
it does.
That I'm guessing is going to be a wait and see. Who as to who the living legend is?
Finally, it might not be a wait and see.
There's so many people in all four bands that are living legends, so it's going to be...
Well, there's a living legend in the room right now.
It's James Harding.
Yeah. I put that on there in sort of tribute to myself, so, yeah.
Oh, that's finally Rock and Roll Jimbo, the answer.
No, I can confirm that the living legend is none of the people in the band, though there are definitely living legends
course.
In the band.
Are you talking
absolutely.
To one?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Rachel. Any inkling? Obviously, it's not Brendan McCullum.
Oh, I'm stumped. No pun intended. Surely Cliff Lyons and the Manly Seagulls is finally worthy of his due, but that's a story for another day.
He would be paying attention to the Space Academy Christmas party as well.
Cliffy is a big RDU listener, but again, we'll leave that there.
Yeah.
So Space Academy itself is really good to celebrate. Absolutely lovely people, Rich and Hamish, and they've had a rough year, as so many venues have, obviously, but they got a little grant, and I know a few of us got around them with the Give a Little. So they've got a really cool outdoor area happening and a new bar as well, so well worth getting along and checking out the amenities there. Had the good fortune of catching Model Home there during Zorza as well, so that was a very good evening.
It's going to be a great night. I'm sure I speak for a lot of people out there when I say that I'm just looking forward to seeing some bands, catching up with friends, having a beer, and just forgetting about this. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a beer and a laugh and some good music. It seems so simple, but this year's proven to us that it's so damn important as well. So.
Totally.
That's right.
Absolutely looking forward to it. So we better play a couple of tunes, and then if we may be so lucky, we might have some new Model Home shortly.
Yeah. Absolutely. When do you want to play some new Model Home, Andrew?
Well, I think we'll fire into a little bit of Nervous Jerk and a little bit of Joe Sampson with his track I'm Under No Obligation to Enjoy Myself from the album When Did Things Become So. Joe is all right, ladies and gentlemen. We've received confirmation of that.
Joe's fine. He was messaging me earlier. He's okay.
There we go. So we'll rip into that, and then with a tiny bit of luck, we'll hear it from one of my favourite Christchurch bands, a new track which I haven't heard a crotchet of, so I'm very excited. We'll hear some Model Home very shortly. This is Nervous Jerk with City Slicker. You can catch them alongside Model Home Transits and Joe Sampson next week at the Space Academy Christmas Party, the 23rd of December. All proceeds going to City Mission. You know what to do. You're an RDU. RDU 98.5 FM, you are on at the Wednesday Drive Show, brought to you by Nostalgia Festival 2021. I'm Andrew with you through until 6 p.m. And for a few more moments, I'm still lucky enough to be joined by Rach of Model Home and James from Transistors and Best Bets. But Transistors, in the case of the Space Academy Christmas Party, happening next week on the 23rd, where Model Home, Transistors, Nervous Duke and Joe Sampson are going to be playing. And we are very lucky to be given the premiere of a new Model Home track, Rach. So can you tell us a little bit about this tune? What's it called? What's the backstory? How was it recorded? Give us all the skinny on the new Model Home.
I was actually hoping you would do it.
Well, I haven't heard it.
That's okay, because I've got a blurb written out.
Oh, shall I read
Will
it?
Will you read it?
I'll happily read
cool,
it.
Yeah. Awesome. I'll give it to you. It's in big letters, so that you can...
It's very helpful.
No, you've got to read it out loud.
I'm absolutely not reading this.
You're going to have to read it out loud. I will read it for you.
Need I remind you, you're on air right now.
Not a visual medium.
It is only fitting that the boys who are up at Model Home should premiere on Wednesday Drive, because this is the first track to be released from the upcoming album Barry, the Man Who Moves the Music, a compilation by artists from Aotearoa, paying tribute to RDU Wednesday Drive show host, local music scene figurehead, and all-round living legend Andrew Barry. It's not April Fool's Day, guys. That's Stephen Fleming's birthday.
Same thing.
Andrew has championed the music of artists from across the country for well over a decade, and he is a music fan in the truest sense of the word, and this is an acknowledgement of support and inspiration he's given to countless homegrown musicians through the years. Pre-orders for the album will open on Friday the 18th of December at www.ohyeahaha.bandcamp.com, and all proceeds from online sales will go to the Christchurch City Mission. This isn't a piss take, is it?
It's
not a piss take, Bez.
Oh, my God. That's, thank you. Oh, that's... it's ridiculous, but thank you very much.
We were worried
much.
This was going to make for terrible radio, and that's proved to be the case.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're speechless.
Yeah, that works on air, but thank you. Thank you very much. So,
James, do you want to give the rundown?
In the interest of charity, go to ohyeahaha.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, so that's Joe Sampson's label. I feel like you should be talking about this, Rach, because this was your idea.
Yeah.
Rach contacted me about a month, 2 months ago, maybe. August, was it? Man, time flies. Okay. And said, oh, I want to, we're going to write a song for Andrew for his birthday. And I wondered if you guys would, you know, be able to contribute a song. We'll get a few bands going to contribute some songs. And the wheels started turning from there, and it really kind of snowballed to the point where I think we now have 14 bands contributing.
What?
I asked around, and basically as soon as I mentioned your name, everyone was jumping at the chance to contribute a song. So we've got a compilation. It's going to have The Situations,
what?
Avon Dads, Joe Sampson, Best Bets, Transistors, Model Home, Violet French, Ben Woods. There's more that I'm forgetting. Gemma Syme, Sheet Sweater. Yeah. And these are all previously unreleased tracks. It's all for you, Andrew, because... ever since I can remember, we've been playing shows for, I don't know, 10, 15 years. I feel like you've been at pretty much every one we've played.
I did make it to every year's one once.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So you're the sort of constant throughout my time playing music, and I'm not alone in that. Obviously, there's a lot of bands that have really appreciated your support over the years, and this is just a wee thank you. Rach is, I feel like I need to defer to Rach here, because it was her idea, and we've just run with it.
It was only an idea at the time, though. I talked to James. So I was talking to John from Nervous Jerk, and
I knew there was another band. I forgot. Forget those guys.
So essentially, this show on the 23rd is four of the bands who have helped out big time on this particular compilation. So obviously, James has spearheaded it. He took the idea and ran with it, and I could not have done it. If it wasn't for him, he got in touch with everybody and got it all sorted. Joe's mastering it. And obviously, it was John who I first was talking to. I'd maybe had a couple of drinks before radio. And I got very excited. And I was like, do you know what? I love Andrew Barry so much. We really should write him a tribute album. And it was meant to be a tribute EP. And now it is not a tribute EP anymore, thanks to James. But we've got a couple of tracks to preview from it. If you'd like to hear,
I've met Courtney Barnett, and this is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Well, we thought about trying to get her on board as well, but she's a little bit busy, so you're going to have to settle for us.
I don't know what to say. It's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous at all, and I'm sure that there are so many artists out there who would have jumped on board with this.
Oh, look,
as well.
We would have kept going and going, but you know, we were on time limit. So
the kindness is exceptional, and it's just. Enough from me for now. It's going to the City Mission, though, so download it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So pre-orders open on Friday. It officially gets released on the 23rd, and hopefully have some hard copies.
Yeah, we're going to try and do some cassettes.
We're going to do our best, and then on your birthday, we'll do another push for this as well, because it's a good cause going to a good cause, to be honest. Yeah.
I need a rest.
All right, I'll play you these songs. Here you go.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
up to him, 'cause the boy.